Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you one thing's for sure, it's been a spring to remember for Dustin Carver's fifth-ranked South Lincoln. They can now back-to-back Conference Indiana Championships Monday over the Smock Golf Course up in Indianapolis. Never gets old, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. It's nice to go back-to-back, and it's nice, you know, go up against two great teams, well, eight teams, but two of the top teams in the state, Perry Meridian and Columbus North, and coming out, and obviously with our fifth man. I know they got to get better, but they're excited to pull out a conference championship.
Well, looking forward to seeing you guys later tonight at Yogi's, do a little celebrating. Well, the score's all in the 70s on Monday. You talk about the fifth man score, Tanner Shapiro and Quinn Pizzo, 78s, and really when you started adding it up on that fifth man score, wasn't even close, was it?
It wasn't. I mean, all the guys played well. It's a tough course, long course. It was wet. Struggled a little bit down the stretch, but to get five guys in the 70s, I knew that we would be, if we could get five guys in the 70s, I knew we'd be tough to beat, and you know, that was the case. And you know, it's great to have some depth, and it's important because if one kid's struggling, you're hoping that fifth man can bring it in, and that happened.
Head Panther golf coach Dustin Carver, Nick Burris, by the way, was team medalist with a 2 over 74. Joe Weiler is 75, and Brett Knorr had one of his better rounds in tournament play, a 76. North finished fifth at 336. Adam Baker, team medalist for the Cougs, 82. Sam Wise, 83. Luke Domer, 85. Matt Skirvin, 86, and Trey Wilson at an 89, including a 39 on the back. Sports talk tonight with the Panthers and IU women's golf coach Clint Wallman. He'll be talking, though, about his new PGA Junior Golf League coming up this summer. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
School coming to an end, as you know, later this month, and with that in mind, with all the athletic activities lying ahead, cardiologist Dr. Larry Rink with a message here today to parents regarding echocardial screenings for kids here in Monroe County, yes, North South Edgewood, as well as the Nashville area over to the east of us in Brown County, and things are, things are moving along.
Yes, it is. I'm glad that you asked me to say something about this, Joe. You know, for the last 25 years, we've been doing cardiovascular screening of students in this area. We open this up to all the incoming freshmen from the schools that you mentioned. They can come to IMA or primary health care tomorrow evening between 3 and 6 p.m. Cardiovascular tests will be completely free to the student, and if we find abnormalities, we will certainly let them know and let their physician know also. But we think this is a tremendous opportunity that our students have in this area, and we're quite proud to offer this to our students. You know, heart disease in young people is not that common, but you would be amazed. We find almost 10% of these students will find some abnormality. Of course, most of those aren't serious, and even mild things, if you find out about it, can not only help you be healthier, it might even improve their athletic performance as they go through school also.
That is cardiologist Dr. Larry Rink again with the message, and screenings tomorrow, 3 until 6 at Premier Healthcare. That's over on South Landmark Avenue on the second floor. And again, those screenings are free. Don't forget sports talk tonight. South Panther Golf, the CI champions for 2016. Also, we'll talk about a new junior PGA golf league with IU's Clint Wallman. I'm Joe Smith.